A very good morning for the last time this year to Bernadette Uzelak, the CEO of the Geelong Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning to you, Mitch. How are you?
Very well. The last time in 2017, and we might ask you for a bit of a highlight on 2017 in a moment. But first of all, there's been a fair bit happening around the region in a business sense over the last week or so. The Pivot Summit was obviously a major event which attracts a lot of interest.
It was indeed. I think there was something close to 800 people that turned up for that, which was really quite amazing. It's been a huge event that has just been growing and growing every year. And of course, this year, the headline act being one of the Apple co-founders, Steve Wozniak. So it certainly attracted a lot of interest. And I think it's really starting to position Geelong as being that hub for, digital engagement, the innovation precinct and the like. So I think Geelong is certainly fast developing a reputation for that.
And what did you think of the venue holding it out there at that Northern Mills precinct, which I've been out to a couple of times? It's very exciting to go out there and see some of the startups and some of the innovative businesses that are occupying those spaces.
Oh, it's very exciting. It's a brilliant move, I think, and it really sort of sends home a great message that Geelong, whilst we have a strong industrial heritage, we're now making way for the new business, new innovation, and it's taking shape in the form of the once industrial heartland of Geelong is now being reformed into these new exciting industries. And I think that's a really fitting way to move forward, that we're not pulling down and destroying these old heritage buildings, but we're actually repurposing them and taking them forward into the new industry.
It's quite poetic in a way when you're standing in some of these very old and industrial buildings, but then at the same time you've got some of this new technology and this innovation to actually literally see that transformation right before your eyes is always an interesting experience.
I agree with you entirely. I think that that's something that Geelong has in spades, and we have that unique ability to do that. And I think it's fantastic that the people who had the foresight to make that move and to start that wave have really sort of launched on something that is truly unique to Geelong. And I think it's something that we really can cherish in years to come.
Now, can you give me your thoughts on the announcement made by Minister Dalladakis?
Yes, so Minister Dalladakis announced a range of tools, a toolkit for startup economy. So there was a funding announcement made for the next round of funding through LaunchFIC, but there was also an announcement around the startup sector, and Minister Dalladakis was very clear that Geelong is at the epicentre of the startup economy, and he virtually was making comments to the effect that Geelong isn't transforming, it has arrived, to paraphrase the minister. So I think what he's has announced and what we're now seeing is that there's a lot of interest and investment and support for that startup sector. So a toolkit, a set of guidelines and processes and support has now been set up for startups to access, and Geelong is the place that it's been announced because Geelong is really being seen as the startup capital of Victoria, if not Australia.
So if you were someone that was looking to start a business that is particularly entrepreneurial, how do you think it would change your life as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think what it does say is that if you're going to start up a business and you have a great idea, then come to Geelong, because Geelong is where it's all happening. This is where you're going to get the support and the infrastructure and all of the services that you need to be successful. So I think that's something that the Minister was very clear about, but also something that Geelong and the businesses in Geelong are very clear about as well, that Geelong is a place that you can do business. We have a culture, we've developed a culture that is very innovative. We're obviously a very resilient city, and one that has always been on the cusp of new inventions, new ideas and creativity, and I think that's come through from our industrial heritage to today. So that culture is there for innovation, and I think it's a great place for businesses that have an idea to start.
And is that what you're hearing from the members of the Geelong Chamber as well, that they find Geelong to be a particularly start-up friendly city?
Most definitely. I think what we're seeing now more and more are a lot of smaller, innovative businesses that are starting to appear, businesses that perhaps, you know, even a couple of years ago didn't exist. The concept perhaps didn't exist. So the opportunity is there if you have a great idea to really start to incubate it in a place like Geelong, because it's large enough to have, I guess, all of the support and the infrastructure and the opportunities, but it's also small enough to be close enough to be able to talk to somebody, to network, to be able to get the sort of support that you need.
Now, today you've got a couple of meetings up in Melbourne, and you're going to be speaking to some key people in both the government and the opposition. You've got a meeting with Tim Pallas and also opposition leader Matthew Guy.
Well, that's right. I'm meeting with a number of different politicians over the next couple of weeks and into the new year. We'll be meeting to talk about some of the advocacy priorities that the Chamber has in place, which we have previously talked about. But in particular, at the top of that for us as a Chamber of Commerce is payroll tax. That's a never-ending issue for us, and one that we will vigorously advocate on behalf of our members and businesses in general. And the issue that we seek from the state government is to increase the payroll tax threshold to $850,000, so that it's in line with other states.
And so, just for the listeners, what is it at the moment?
So currently we're at $550,000, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to just verify.
That's right. We don't expect to have all the figures on top of your head, but
no.
But that seems fair enough to be in line with the other states. Yep.
Correct. I think it was going to $650,000 from the 1st of July this year.
I see. And you'd like it to be $850,000?
Absolutely. So the issue around payroll tax is that it is a tax on employment. So it's something that for a lot of smaller businesses, they actually find themselves in that payroll tax zone fairly easily these days, and it doesn't take too many employees to actually get to that stage. So for small businesses and medium-sized businesses and, of course, larger businesses, it is something that becomes a bit of a barrier to employing additional people. I know that, having talked to a number of businesses, they say to me that, that they get to a point and they're not sure whether they will employ another person, because that's going to tip them over the threshold. That's not the kind of scenario that we want in Victoria, and certainly not in Geelong. And Geelong has been given some concessions. There were some regional concessions made in reducing the percentage by a small amount, but overall it's really in that threshold.
Yeah.
That we're looking at.
Yeah. Well, I hear from economists that it is one of the most inefficient taxes that we pay. And obviously, as you've said, it's a tax on employing people, which is not really something you want unless you've got a really, really low unemployment rate. So,
correct.
Are you getting any positive feedback from the government that they are listening and they are considering this? Because from what I understand, I've been talking to a couple of people in both major parties, and there's sort of a bit of a sense on wanting to start the agenda of 2018, the election year, on the front foot and come out with something really big at the start, and both parties want to sort of get in first. So, this could be potentially something that they may be interested in talking about?
Yeah, look, hopefully it is. I think it's something that we need to continue to advocate on behalf of the business sector, because that's really what we do best. However, I guess it's something that for government, it is a tax that is a revenue stream, and it's one of those big revenue streams that that the state government has. They don't have too many other revenue levers. Mm. So, apart from stamp duty and the like, there's not a lot of other revenue that they can generate. So it does become a bit of a tricky issue, regardless of what side of politics you're on.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, we're just about there for 2017. Any highlights of the year 2017, or any big hopes for 2018?
Yeah, look, I think for 2017 it has been a huge year for Geelong, no doubt about it. That you can sort of see all of the activity that's happening in Geelong, from a physical point of view. We've got a number of buildings that are being constructed in Geelong, and with those buildings come a lot of people and a lot of hope and potential and opportunities for the future. So we're really looking forward to seeing how that all shapes up into 2018. I think you'll start to see Geelong just shaping up in a different way. The culture, the vibrancy, the optimism for the future, it seems to be increasing more and more as we go on. I think moving forward into 2018, I hope that for Geelong, there are more opportunities for our business community to grow and develop and prosper, because particularly for our very large small to medium sized business sector, which is accounting for, the majority of employment in this town, we're looking really at the opportunities that might be in front of them. So for them, we're really hoping that business is good, that there are opportunities for them to grow and to continue to grow.
Absolutely. Well, Bernadette, thank you very much for being on the program in 2017. It's been great to catch up with you on a regular basis, and I look forward to speaking with you in 2018.
I look forward to that, Mitch. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Bernadette Uselike, their CEO of the Geelong Chamber of Commerce.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.